I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. A lot of stuff unveiling today. Hey, by the way, just make a little note. We've had a lot of Delaware County action. At 11:30 this morning, we're going to talk with one of the Democrats that runs the county on that $5 a car. A lot of people put up on Twitter, oh, is that the first time you get a new car? No. Every year, to pay for infrastructure. And somewhere, someone sent it to me, the guy that we're having on said, think of it as a maintenance program. In other words, we're all in this together. You put your $5 in, there won't be as many potholes out there. So, you know, we're talking about Delaware County. We're not just talking about Delaware County. We're talking about the prevailing area and even nationwide, the difference in philosophy. So yesterday, before we get to, let me know, Dan, when you're ready with Michael Bloomberg, ready to go, who is very much in the news today. And I don't know how Democrats are going to go with this guy because, you know, and these things, you're thinking, well, why does it take so long before this tape comes out of all the stuff? This guy's got a lot of baggage. Joe Biden, in fact, has now just said, boy, he can't wait to the debate to challenge Michael Bloomberg on African-Americans. And I think, Dan, you sent me a couple of emails this morning. Why is this not front page news? Well, the media might see Bloomberg as the only hope. Now, we put up on Twitter at Dom Show 1210. And we scaled it out. You had a bunch of choices. How big of a threat do you think Michael Bloomberg is to the reelection of President Trump? It's coming down to him and Bernie. That part is clear. So here's Bloomberg. This will be cut eight. This just came out. I don't know why they're saying unearthed. But listen to Bloomberg. And remember now, he's running as a Democrat, a woke Democrat, the woke playbook. Joe Biden can't wait to get in there and call him a dog face something or other. Here's what he said about stop and frisk and about African American. This was at the Aspen Institute. This guy is the most arrogant guy. I told you my one experience with him that I've ever seen for big time politicians. Incredibly arrogant. He's smart. You're not. He's rich. You're not. Listen to what he said about what he did in New York City.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minority, 15, 25. That's true in New York, it's true in virtually every city in America. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are getting killed. So you want to spend the money for a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in the minority neighborhood. So it's one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, they say, oh, I don't want that, I don't want to get caught, so they don't bring the gun. They still have a gun, but they leave it at home.
All right, so that's Michael Bloomberg, and I'm sorry it's muddy, but, you know, these Aspen Institute, they didn't have good technology there. And what they're talking about is throw them against the wall, just make a copy, send it around, all African-American males age 15 to 24, and you'll get the person. Now, is the media reporting this? Is the media going after this? No, not so much. Why? They don't. If this were Trump or any Republican, my God, what would be said? I wonder what people like Jim Kenney and others would say about Bloomberg in this. because he's the big threat on the horizon. So 855-839-1210, you get in. All right, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. And I got to say, I get what happened here, but I'm not happy about it. So in the president's budget, in the Trump budget, I like what he's doing, but I don't know that this is politically effective. Now, I know you can say, look, Dom, come on. Stop worrying about everything. He's blowing these people away at this point. Well, you know how the natural order of things is, that things tighten up. So I like a lot of what Trump is doing in his budget. He's cutting billions from the Department of Education, a ridiculous institution. He is going to build a lot more border wall if he gets some money, at least on 1,000 miles on paper anyhow. Okay. There's a lot to like in this budget. He protects Medicare, Social Security. But when it comes to student loan debt, okay, this is always a big area of contention. Now, I know some of you think, yeah, you're completely against forgiving student loan debt. Okay. And you think that will drive out voters that will match those that just want to get rid of it. Like I talked to Joe before the show, and Dan has talked before, and Maisie, and all this stuff. People that are reasonable, and they've rung up pretty substantial student loan debt, which is a real yoke around your neck. So what is Trump saying? Well, he's not going to say to forgive it. He wanted to do something big. And in here, they shorten the period of time where you get student loan forgiveness after 15 years of payment. But they greatly limit student loan limits for graduate students. Now, I like that. I think there's too much of this. Now, you know, it's one thing to go undergrad. Now we're into grad and you got to pay for this. But I've heard people call before say, well, what are you going to do? You got to get that MBA. You got to get that master's. And it's going to really curtail parent borrowers. So the kid has it in his name, but the parents have it in their name too. It's going to greatly curtail that. It eliminates subsidized federal student loans. These are for people of low income and they get a subsidy. Now, here's one I really like. It eliminates completely public service loan forgiveness. Guys like this Brendan Boyle guy over in Northeast Philadelphia and others got this pushed through where you're better than the rest of us if you decide to go into some kind of governmental service, government school, something like that. If you do that, you get student loan forgiveness. That's a big ticket item. It does expand eligibility for Pell Grants. I don't like this, but I get what Trump is playing. I got to tell you, I got to be honest. Pell Grants for people that are in prison, Dan, prisoners. You know, he's playing with this criminal justice reform. Hey, that's fine, but I don't want to pay for you to get a college degree. And provide discretionary funding for historically black colleges and universities. Okay, you know what that's about too? It's all part of this push. Okay, politically. So what do you think of that? There's a lot more in this budget, 855-839-1210. But I seized on this because let's face it, these other things, Democrats are always going to say it's not enough money. It's not, he's going to attack Medicare, Social Security. He's not doing that. He's propping it up. They're secure. There's none of that there. There is some extra defense spending. I'm not a big fan of this NASA being 12% more because of the Space Force thing. Look, I get it. You can make an argument. We got to be competitive in space. I'm not there. Got to be honest. That's not a big deal to me. All right. It's not the end of the world. But I know where the issue is with the budget. I know the thing where people know their number, how much they owe, student loan debt. I know how big it's, $1.6 or something trillion dollars. This is the thing. They didn't come up. They didn't help Trump come up with a good enough strategy here of countering Democrats on this. Now, you can say, well, what are you going to do? They want to get rid of the whole thing. I told you what Trump did. And a lot of these things that he's cutting do have pretty good support. I'm on board with it, though. I think it's the right thing. But politically, I don't know. I don't think this is an issue where he wins on it and Democrats might win fairly big on this. Here are the phone lines, 855-839-1210. I bet a great number of people listening right now He either still had that student loan debt, the parent of someone with that. And here's the reason. Here's what we found. It's not just the undergrad. It's a graduate level that this goes for. So if somebody really believes you're going to get rid of this burden, that might, remember, these elections in swing states have been relatively close. I know you can look at the Democrats right now in disarray, tremendous disarray, a laughingstock, and think it's going to be that way all the way through the election. Okay, we'll see. Take our poll, too. How big of a threat is Bloomberg at Dom Show 1210? Now, here's how you get on board. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. In addition to that, great side question today. Since today's a primary day in New Hampshire, it occurred to me, I don't think we've ever asked, your favorite upset or the most shocking upset, not just in sports, not just in politics. It could be kind of any upset where we can't believe it happened. I remember when Mike Tyson was beaten by, was it Buster Douglas? I interviewed Mike Tyson once. He's a really smart guy. I know that's counterintuitive. But Mike Tyson charging across the ring at you. There's no way Buster Douglas can beat him if Mike Tyson just wants to kill him right there. That, to me, is one of the most shocking. But you may have one that's political, sports, offbeat. Give me the biggest upset in history to you. The one that you think is amazing. Dan, do you happen to have one yet? The one you want to take off the board? I know there's one we want to take off the board, but yeah.
I'm going to take the big one off the
board. Yes.
It's probably not the one you're thinking of, though.
Oh, okay.
It's when the United States beat the Russians.
United States beat the Russians. Okay.
The miracle on ice.
Yeah, Russians were touted. I mean, I think hockey is kind of fluky. Same thing with soccer. One goal here or there. But you're right. That was billed as one of the biggest of all time. All right, you want to let the other one on there, then? I guess we'll let it on there. I don't know. It's such an obvious. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get in. Love to get you on what Trump is doing. You know, I don't know in the minutiae with his advisors, what could he have done to be able to take away from the Democrat advantage on the student loan debt? And I know some of you think, well, you're against it. So a lot of people are against it. They think it's wrong. Like that dad that confronted Elizabeth Warren in New Hampshire. Yeah, but I already think that they're voting against that. You know, already against Elizabeth Warren if you're against this stuff. I think you got to come up with something better. I don't think this has pushed back on the Democrats enough, and I'm in agreement with a lot of it. Except for the part, come on now, Pell Grants for people in prison. Well, you know, they got to come out sometime. They need a college degree. You know what? If you're in jail, I don't think we ought to be paying for you to get a college degree. High school diploma, yeah. College, you want to do that, you're on your own. So I don't support the Trump budget on this. I don't think you would either, but I get what he's doing. This is all part of prison reform. Ivanka, Jared Kushner talking to him. No, it's objectionable. No, we ought to be spending more on Pell Grants if you're in jail to get a college degree.
Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sigh, the snake.
She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, the snake gave her a vicious bite.
Take me in, oh tender one.
All right, that's a big surprise of the day. Nicely played, Dan. President Trump dusting off for some reason in New Hampshire again last night. The snake to talk about illegal immigration. People going nuts on that. We played you Michael Bloomberg, though. Wild stuff on Stop and Frisk if you're going to run as a woke Democrat, right? Joe Biden saying he's just itching to get this guy in the debate. And that debate will be coming up shortly with Bloomberg. You know, I don't know if anybody there, one of the odds, I don't know if Vegas has them, one of them will make a remark about the lift that Bloomberg will be using in the debate, probably, the box that Trump is. And Trump's going to be all over that if Bloomberg looks to be. By the way, Mayor Pete apparently is only about as tall as Bloomberg, might even be shorter. I've officially dubbed on Twitter Mayor Pete Encyclopedia Brown, boy detective. Not Alfred E. Newman, Encyclopedia Brown. Remember Encyclopedia Brown with kids? 10-year-old kid starts his own detective agency. He's a whiz. He knows everything. It kind of reminds me of where Mayor Pete is at this point. I think he fades, though. I think it comes down to Bernie and Bloomberg. And I don't know. I don't know how Democrats, so I could see this going to a contested convention. And then you have either Mrs. Obama jumping in or Hillary. After all this, that's becoming more and more of a possibility every day. Because I don't see how they can go with either Bloomberg or Bernie, but those are the two prime contenders for obvious reasons. All right, 855-839-1210. Trump budget out. The part that got me is not these big, broad things. I'm supportive of the budget and what he's trying to do with it. To get control of debt, but continue to build the wall, the military. But this student loan debt, the commentary even says he wanted his people to come up with a big counter idea here. Now, the only thing they have that's big is shortening the period of time where you get forgiveness. That's not going to match what the Democrats are proposing. So on this, I think they have to do better. The angle of attack, I would say, if I had the ear, then you have to ratchet up going after big college. You got to ratchet up. Big college driving up all this cost. How outrageous they are. Savage them. They deserve it. That's what you got to do. Because this plan doesn't do much for me to counter what the Democrats have. All right, let's go to Margaret in Langhorne. And Margaret's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Margaret. Good morning.
Good morning. I think what he did was brilliant because it's taking the Dems card off the table. The budget would not be that... allocation would not get through Congress.
Oh, it will get through Congress. Wait a minute. Well, no. Democrats like that idea of us spending more on college degrees for prisoners.
I tend to think they won't be in charge in another year.
Well, wait a minute, though. When the budget gets passed, though, in the House, at least, I think this will go through. So you think this is just political to be an outreach, and you're willing to put up with it?
It takes a card off the table.
Well,
taking a card off the table.
There's taking cards off tables. I got to say that I am skeptical. I'm not going to go too far in all this criminal justice reform. I heard her on with Sean again, and Sean doing somersaults. I'm not even seeing Alex Johnson as a person I would pardon at all. I don't get it. I'm not on board with some of this.
I am.
Why?
I have personal experience. I took legal guardianship of a child that was in the system.
Okay.
And if I had the money, I would fight his case because he was charged with rape and the girl admitted to the detective that she had lied, that she had had sex with her boyfriend. But my child that I have been taking care of has been in jail for 10 years for that. I don't have $20,000 to go and get a lawyer and fight that.
Well, for every one of those cases, though, how about the victims? You know, how about that? I'm just thinking we see too many shows. Everybody's wrongly accused. What about all these victims out there? I just don't see this as the... I get it politically.
I get what you're saying, and I don't want violent criminals out on the street, but I think there's a decided bias to lock up the kid I took care of is black, and there is a decided bias to lock those kids up.
Well,
I do believe that.
Okay, well, I don't. I mean, you know, if we're talking about if you have means, if you have more money, you might be able to do better with investigators and all that stuff, then yeah, that's a fact of life, and that's a difficulty in the system. Who's the upset, Margaret?
Jamaican bobsled team.
Good one. I love
every day.
I love Cool Runnings. Definitely, that's a good one.
Attributed to Joe Biden now. from SNL.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. He gave a plot of Cool Runnings and said it was,
Yeah, exactly right. It's a very good, John Candy is excellent. All right, so 855-839-1210. You can hit this in either a political or a value sense. And, Trump didn't come up with a big idea here. It's obvious to counter Democrats on this. So my only other idea is to push back on them. The big college is out of control. The cost of all this stuff is ridiculous. They're indoctrinating. They're arrogant. You got to make it a centerpiece if you're going to counter the Democrats, because to Democrats, this is a centerpiece. You know what's an effective program for voters? You say something and it's simple. Get rid of college loan debt. Pretty simple. I know you're saying, oh, come on, Dom, people are not tempted by that. That's not what my instinct in polling tells me. For everybody that resents that, like the dad who confronted Elizabeth Warren, there are people that say, yeah, maybe it's not right. You know, I got into this, but you know what? This will help me get my life started. Yep, it's got appeal. Trump also cutting down on graduate loan, and I'm in favor of that too. And parental, cutting down on that, I'm in favor of that too. And it's a small thing. I don't even know how much this would be. Added Pell Grants to people in prison for college. I just resent it. I get the politics of it. I get he's going to go down this path with criminal justice reform. At the end of the day, you got to win. I get it. If he can siphon off black voters, I get it, swing states. But you know what? Not something I would endorse. This is what we're reduced to. No, I don't think we ought to be paying for prisoners to get a college degree in college. I mean, look, I'm looking at Dan and Joe. They're both saddled with student loan debt, people they know and all the rest of it. Why am I then worried about people getting a college degree in jail? Well, you know, you want them to come out of jail. You know what? Let's be consistent. People routinely say, we're sick of all this stuff that you need a college degree, you need to do that. So you don't need it coming out of prison either. If you want to get it, go to community college. Do something else. No, I don't think we ought to be paying for it. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So there's no big counter here to Democrats with this. But I don't see, you got to ratchet up against big college then.
It's rare that you talk about something that gets me as fired up as I am back here, but I'm just stewing with frustration.
In what regard?
I completely agree with what you're saying. I mean, Maisie is saddled with student loan debt. I mean, our entire immediate future is ruined because of it, and we're talking about giving prisoners now free college? No.
Yeah, we're adding on to it. Now, you heard Margaret, and I think it's a bit of a long shot to win back the House. But then you could argue, I guess, the Senate will never pass it. You can make all these arguments. And I'm willing to give Trump some leeway here, Dan, with the criminal justice reform. He's listening to Jared and Ivanka. But you know what? In the end, do I think this is really going to move the needle for him? No, I don't. And some of it is up. I heard that Alex Johnson, I heard her on with Sean Hannity. And Sean was ridiculous. This woman did big time drug dealing, racketeering and all the rest of it. You know what? That's pretty tough to swallow. That is a violent crime.
I got to do this to you, Dom. We always complain about virtue signaling on the left.
Yes.
Do you think Donald's virtue signaling at all here with this?
Oh, no. He's making a political, we all call it that. Yeah, he's making a political ploy. It's all part of the criminal justice thing to say we're doing all this stuff that's right over here, that kind to get black voters. Yeah. And I have always been opposed in any way, shape, or form. If somebody wants to donate money and prisoners getting a college degree, that's a great thing. That's fine. But look at the student loan debt on people like you, Joe, and assorted others that we know. No. You know, I just don't. You get a high school degree because that's necessary. So 855-839-1210, you get on board. And I played you that clip of Bloomberg. I'm sorry it's kind of muddy at Aspen. Michael Bloomberg. Saying, did he say Xerox or mimeograph? He said something
Xerox.
Great. Xerox. You know, African-American males, 15 to 24, just get them all there. One of them did it. That's what happens in these neighborhoods. Can Democrats really turn around? This guy is going to get, I am just looking forward to this. I want to see this guy so roasted in this first debate. He's got so much baggage, so much arrogance. What's he going to do? Dan, is he going to come out? Michael Bloomberg. Joe, you can work this one up. Is Bloomberg going to come out in the Democrat debate and make it rain to stop everybody from bothering him? Can you see if he starts throwing $100 bills up in the air and the other candidates have to scoop them up, or bigger denominations? Or, all right, she's got a giant checkbook. Let me alone in the debate, Bernie. I'll give you $1 million for your campaign. How far does it go with this guy? How much baggage is there? Now, we have a Chuck Todd cut that savages Bernie supporters and Trump supporters. And Dan, in it, he talks about these mobs showing up online. Now, I'm not saying a mob has showed up at Dom Show 1210 online. But Dan, you told me we actually have people on Twitter saying, well, what's Dom talking about? The Pell Grants have been legal for 30 years and all the rest of it. Look, I'm talking about Pell Grants that I've always been, and you have too if you're a conservative, about funding college degree programs and master's programs and all the rest. Hey, if you commit a crime, a felony in particular, you're in jail that long, getting a high school equivalency or high school diploma, that's a good thing. You do need that coming out. I mean, you absolutely have to have that. I get that. But are we now saying criminal justice reform means if you're in college, this is what I'm asking. You tell me now, how crazy are you going to go with this stuff? We ought to providing that you're moving toward a college degree. That helps you when you come out and all. No. I'm not on board with that. And for years, these people on Twitter saying, well, they've been legal for 30 years. What are you talking about? Of course, I've been against that. People historically have been. It's too much on the taxpayer. The idea that we have thousands and tens of thousands of people listening right now, they or their kids carrying unbelievable student loan debt. And we're going to be subsidizing people in college. Well, if you don't, they're going to commit more crimes when they get out. I reject this stuff. Then they're going to go to jail again for an even longer period of time. They can get their PhD then. Are you on board with that? Just because this is a political thing? I get it. I just was expecting more here. I want to see an all-out offensive by the White House against big college. That's always been my strategy to push back against forgiveness of student loan debt. I know some of you want to live in Disneyland and say, well, people are not going to vote on that. Oh, really? Remember how tight this is in some swing states. Don't rest on your laurels. I'm not. I don't care that the Democrats are in civil war mode now and all the other stuff that goes with this. I know when all this shakes out, I don't care how rattled they look. It's not over until we know it's over. Right? So don't be telling me, well, look at this now. This is a layup. This will be a blowout. I don't want to hear about any blowouts. I'd love to win just the way it happened in 2016. A win is a win here. That's what it's about. It's not about grandiose stuff. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Christian. He's in Brynathyn, and he's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome in.
Good morning, sir. This just chaps me something fierce. One, if we're going to teach criminals anything, don't give them college anything. Teach them financial management. Maybe give them a course in civics so they can understand how society is structured.
That's beautifully put.
Then they have something useful as opposed to, you know, just another college degree floating around the job market for someone who's not going to get a job because they probably have a criminal background or do have a criminal background. Anyways, one, let's see how altruistic and enlightened the colleges are with their degrees and how they want to paint society when they have to play with their own money. Let's take away the federally backed anything and put it back on the colleges. Let the colleges fund their own degree loan programs. See who they want to let in at that point in time when someone else isn't footing the bill.
That
for
is even better, Christian. I wish I had said that. You know what? The colleges then ought to be providing, if it's necessary for prisoners, they ought to be providing college degree programs gratis for them. Otherwise,
there you go. Right
otherwise,
there.
They lose X. In other words,
there
we're going
go.
To punish them if they don't do it. Now, that I could live with. That would be something to see because politically that works. And also, I'm just looking at two kids here. I call them kids. You know, young adults, Dan and Joe. And I know they're really responsible people, great guys, right? And they're saddled. And Maisie, the wife-to-be of Dan, if she ever lets him do that, get married.
Stop there, Dom.
Right. They're saddled with this. Why should we be doing this? Come on.
I've got a VA-backed loan. It's the same principle. It's a federally backed loan. Should I be let off the hook for my mortgage because it's financially hard for me? No. I went into this with an agreement that I would pay for this because I'm getting X. That's like you know, buying a $20 steak, eating it,
right,
and then saying, oh, it wasn't as filling as I wanted. I don't want to pay the $20.
Right, and that's what I want to hear from the Trump people, though. I don't see their grand strategy. I'm talking, Christian, a point person, a rollout going after big college. You've just done it sitting here. You and I sitting there for a half hour with them. We would give them the grand strategy. Then they drill down with their polling and all this. This could be something that really turns Americans to their side. But not doing that, it's a winning issue for Democrats to forgive this. There's enough people that might vote because of that.
Well, I think when you talk to the people who are actually paying the debt, I think that may be a winner. When you actually, you know, put it back on the folks that are actually paying the taxes into the economy, it's like, are you okay with doing this? Because the money is spent. It still needs to get recouped.
Okay. All right. I hope you're right on that. What's the, what is it you say is the big upset?
Oh, I thought of one after I came up with this one. So, and
I love your original one. I love the original one.
My original one was the when they misread the name or
yes
for the Emmy or
the Oscar
or whatever. That's, I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yes,
so.
the Oscar. Well, there was one with the Oscar, right? That was Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, I think, Dan. And then the other one was with Steve Harvey reading the wrong thing off. I think the Warren Beatty and Dunaway one was worse. That was more consequential.
Yeah. Again, I don't. I know that it happened. I don't give any of them the time of day. I have no.
What was your other one? What was your other one? What was your other one, Christian?
Well, Trump, obviously.
Yeah, that's a biggie. All right, we'll give you. Okay, I don't know what to do there. I shouldn't have done that. I love the Oscar mix-up. Yeah, we thought everybody in the world's going to call in with the Trump upset. Maybe some people don't think it is as much of an upset. Now that we can look back and we can see really how bad Hillary Clinton was, and it is astounding, maybe it's not so much of an upset now. Even though it was remarkable, the win by those margins in the three big swing states. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. A little bit of distress today, Dan. So Ro goes to dinner, comes home, it's raining, the whole thing and all, right? She just stopped off at this shopping. It's not a major supermarket that we like in Chestnut Hill. And she says, I have something special. And I see it's a cookie, a giant cookie. And you know what I'm thinking? Chocolate chip. I had just gotten done eating dinner. A giant one.
I know where this is going.
Where's it going?
It was an oatmeal raisin cookie.
It wasn't oatmeal, but it was raisin. And, here's the thing.
Gross.
Wait a minute. I'm going back today. It was advertised, she said. They put it in the chocolate chip squad.
Oh, you better start
that's
something.
That's it. There's going to be a lawsuit here. Now, this is worth suing over. How dare you? First of all, I said, don't shop at that store anymore. It ought to all be chocolate chip cookies. I don't care. I begrudgingly ate it. All the way through thinking, I'm taking all these calories. It's not even chocolate chip. So I got a trip after the show today. This is not a small matter.
I would be so angry.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's false advertising. I think they ran out of chocolate chip and they stuck it in there. And I'm thinking people will never notice it. They'll get out. Or maybe even worse. They don't know the doctrine of the chocolate chip, which is there's no other cookie. That's it. You know, it's like with Girl Scout cookies. We all know. The Thin Mint. You can't be putting these others in. You can't be substituting. It's false gods. It's idolatry. Well, I'm on the down east, Alexa. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Dom time. It might make you, if you're a listener, a minute man. Just saying.
You're 60, rolling with this, huh?
60 minutes, 60 minute men to a Dom time hour. We play with that. We like the minute men thing because always on the ready to spring to that. Even to come after me on Twitter, the mob is...
So I'm going to provide some context behind the conversation. On Dom Show 1210, Dom updated his Twitter to include the Dom Time calendar logo as his banner and a new picture. He got rid of the old drawing, black and white picture that he's been going with for a long, long time.
Kind of like that. It's kind of a caricature. You know, it takes the...
Yeah.
I like the hair on that. I wish my hair were like that on that. It is a giant, giant head thing of hair.
Well, it's so funny because I said you haven't aged a bit.
It's crazy. When's that from?
Which picture? They want to have
black
there?
And white with Dom Time in the clock.
15 years or something like that, I guess.
Wow.
Something
yeah,
like
you
that,
haven't
yes.
aged at all. It's incredible. But we
Flattery
were talking about
catch everywhere, yes.
rebranding the show to just calling it Dom Time.
Yes.
And we're just joking around. You know, it might happen, might not. But we said, what would Dom's listeners be, similar to the Zioli Army? And Joe goes, the Minutemen.
Joe's on a roll today.
He is on a roll.
Let that man take an hour off here. Well, wait a minute. He's already asleep in his chair there. Go on.
He's leaving early today.
Yeah, I'm leaving early.
Yes.
Going to court.
More court. Another arrest, Tom. Was this one an assault and battery or what?
Oh, it was a doozy.
Yes. Tell him you know Larry Krasner.
I will.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Steven in
Huntington. Drop McNesby's name.
No, don't do that. Let's go to Steven in Huntington Valley. Hi, Steven. Speaking of prisoners, go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. It's my first time calling in. I was listening to the discussion. I'm on my way to work, and it just seems like there's a lot of sunk cost involved with prisoners and the upkeep for prisoners anyway. And so I'm curious, you know, if we could just utilize some of the money. If we talk about recidivism rates and we talk about people going back to prison, and you seem like you were okay with that, put them in there for longer, well, there's the cost for that is probably likely more than the cost of just educating them.
Right. I don't look at these things, though. I do look at the cost within reason, Stephen, but I look at more the moral component of this. So we have people out there with unbelievable student loan debt, yet people that have committed felonies now, we're going to get them a college degree because we're buying into this false notion that if they don't have a college degree when they come out, they won't be able to succeed.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that I buy into that. So a lot of the stuff that you say I disagree with, but and I'm not super on the other side of the fence on this particular issue, but you are at a disadvantage once you do have that criminal record. And I think another caller mentioned that it is difficult to get a job, and just a GED or high school education alone really puts you at a disadvantage if you're coming out of prison.
Look, I hear you, but I mean, again, isn't this one of the costs? Again, how do you get past, though, Americans that we're going to pay, in essence, in large part, for prisoners that the two people that are in front of me are saddled with unbelievable college debt for 10 to 15 years of their young adult life?
Yeah, but I don't look at that as I look at those as two different problems that can be solved differently. So I do believe we have to deal with the unbelievable student debt that people have, myself included. But I don't should penalize people that are coming through the criminal justice system just because there's other people that have accrued debt elsewhere. I think those are two different problems that we have to solve independently.
Okay, well, I don't, I'm a cynic on this. I don't think the big college problem is going to be solved. I don't see any energy toward doing that. There's no one. Certainly, Democrats are not going to do it. This is their fiefdom. No one's going to do this. It's going to continue like this. All we hear is spend more federal money on this, Stephen. And when you do that, colleges just jack up the rate more.
Yeah, true enough. Although some of the colleges are now reducing their around tuition rates,
Stephen,
because
that's
having trouble.
That's around the edges, though. You know what I mean? The main players.
True.
I mean, the University of Pennsylvania, I don't have it in front of me, whatever their endowment is, and they're in a big fight with Philadelphia now because they're not paying a minimum wage of $15 an hour to their employees. Some are only getting 11, and Philadelphia is threatening them with taking away a couple million bucks. I don't know why we're funding University of Pennsylvania through the taxpayers a couple million bucks in Philadelphia to start with that kind of endowment.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole different ball of wax to get into with how the universities are funding their operations and the size of their endowments, and the fact that so many universities have been building buildings after another,
exactly.
University of Pennsylvania included, with the endowment money and the cheap interest rates that have been coming on the last few, 10 years now.
Exactly. Stephen, I'm almost out of time. I'm glad you called. Do you have an upset?
Yeah, I'm sure. I've only been on the phone for a bit, but I'm sure somebody mentioned the Eagles, but I think the Eagles would have to be in there. And I almost want to put Down Easter Island, Billy Joel was in there. That's a great comeback. He lost everything he had his accountant or manager or something like that, and was broke, midway through his career, and
that's
and
a good
made
one.
It all the way back.
Steven, Billy Joel.
Yeah, wow. I'm so happy Steven picked up on that because I played it for that reason, not knowing that anybody out there would have any idea why I'm playing that song.
Okay, well, I was wondering what
so
the hell is going on.
Thanks for validating me a little bit there, Steve.
I got the mob coming after me here in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm wrong all of a sudden. The cardinal rule of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh on down from on high. It's like Rush Limbaugh came down off the talk radio mountain, Dan, and he's carrying this, and at the top it says, no, we're not going to fund colleges for prisoners. We're not going to do that. Now, all of a sudden, blasphemy. They're smashing the Ten Commandments.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.